So, welcome to another episode of another spooky podcast with your
With your
co-host
co-host, Karina Reyes.
and Irma Cornejo. Sorry, we're such a shit show.
Bro, what the fuck?
Damn, dude, we still don't have it together. How do we forget to
This
mention
is
our
our, what,
name?
ninth episode?
Our eighth.
Oh, bitch, I don't even know what episode we're on.
Fuck. Karina has a new mic, and all of a sudden, another spooky podcast. It's so
Dude,
great.
I better sound clear, but initially the mic that I wanted was about $300 to $400. Before you guys freak out, I did not purchase that one, okay? But this was the mini version of it, right? And I had, well, I was kind of stalking other people's podcasts, and I saw that a couple of people who were podcasting would use this mic. Like, so I looked it up, and it was sold out for like 2 to 3 months. I knew about this mic since when we first started recording this podcast, but it was sold out. And then I looked it up again, and I was like, all right, I really want sold out again, until I was able to find it in this other website. And I was like, all right, let me just snatch it up. And then a week later, it went out of stock. And I was like, dang, hopefully it didn't go out of stock, you know, when I ordered it. And then it took like 2 to 3 weeks for it to get here. So
yeah, it took forever. And then when you got it, should we tell the people what happened?
Oh,
with your little
tell them, Irma, please.
Karina's, wait, I gotta say this, because Karina's petting her mic like a little cat. She's just like, oh, you're so beautiful.
I love, dude, it's gorgeous, and it's heavy, and it's just,
it's perfect.
Heaven.
Perfectly
hopefully
splendid.
It sounds good too, because if I listen to myself and I still sound dumb, I'll be mad.
No, you sound great, dude. You sound really good.
Good. And it's a dynamic mic, so it shouldn't be picking up background noise. So I'm happy about that.
So today is very exciting because we're going to be talking about...
We're going to be talking about sleep paralysis, sleep, pretty much like dreams or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like a really exciting topic to talk about.
Yes. And then, well, I have something to contribute finally to this podcast besides my absolutely amazing talent. If you guys didn't get that was complete sarcasm. I have no talent. But besides that, I am contributing some personal stories because I dream a lot, actually. So
damn, bitch.
Karina, do you have some personal stories too?
Dude, you know what? I do have a couple of personal stories that I'm really excited to share, because I don't really talk about my dreams.
Uh-huh.
Because people are always like, dude, you're fucking weird. How do you dream these things? But pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of dreams too. I actually want to start a dream journal. I think that.
Oh, dude, you know what? I have one.
Oh, I love that for
it's
you.
It's on my phone because I kind of type it out, but I think that's like a dream journal, you know?
Yeah, it is. And then we have a surprise guest. She's going to come on the podcast and tell her story, her dream that like was very meaningful to her. And when I heard it, I got chills. So it was such a like beautiful, like amazing dream. I loved it.
I'm excited. Yeah. We're going to have a guest today, guys.
Yay, our first guest.
Our first guest.
And
yay.
It's not the Llorona or the ghost that haunts us.
I low-key kind of like the Llorona, though.
Low-key. Look, Karina and I are flip-floppers. Like, one day we're like, yeah, fuck the Llorona. She don't scare us. And then the next day we're like, yeah, she's scary. And then now we're like, yeah, we like her. She's kind of cool. I'm going to start off this whole conversation about dreams by giving you guys a very brief, very basic, like me, very basic dream analysis. And what dreams are. So dreams are stories or scenarios our minds make up during REM sleep. And REM sleep is rapid eye movement, which is the phase of sleeping that is the heaviest. and the most deep. Some people dream in black and white, in color, and blind people dream related to sound, taste, and smell. So, Karina, what do you usually dream in?
I typically dream in color, and when I do, it tends to be the same colors, if that makes sense.
What do you mean?
Like, I only dream in certain colors. Like, I know I see a lot of green in my dreams, and a lot of orange, and a lot of, I don't know, like dark colors after that. And that's pretty much all I remember from my dreams. It's like green, orange, and dark blue.
Dang, that's crazy. Maybe it's like the emotion, you know, your emotion is expressed by the color.
You know what? That sounds pretty spot on. You know what? I don't know if you guys know of the meaning behind it. I would love to know.
Same.
But I usually dream in green, orange, and like a dark blue.
Wow, that's fucking crazy, dude. I usually just dream like regularly, like everything in a color, like what I associate, like certain colors with certain stuff, like the ground is brown or whatever, you know?
Yeah, like I have dreamed in black and white before, but that's rare.
Dang, that's crazy, dude.
I'm not sure if you can do both though, you know, black and white and color. That would be cool to know too.
That would be cool. Like if you walk into a different part of the dream and it's like black and white. Yeah, but anyways, there are some theories to why we dream. Some of them include strengthening your memory, processing emotion, relieving. You're not relieving anything unless you're wetting the bed. But
I'm dead.
But reliving events in your life as a way of understanding them and like fully evaluating them and analyzing them. It is also believed that dreams help with clearing the brain and deciding what info to keep and what info to get rid of. And also some experts think dreaming is just a byproduct of the increased brain activity that occurs during your REM cycle. I'm just going to briefly talk about nightmares. I think everyone has experienced nightmares. I don't think I've ever talked to someone that says that they've never experienced nightmares. Nightmares are obviously dreams, but they're very upsetting, very scary, and threatening.
You're good.
They occur during REM sleep, again, your deepest cycle of sleep, and they are very common in children and adults alike. I tend to have a lot of nightmares. I think it's also my anxiety. And like, I think just like being so hyperactive does not help with my sleep.
Dude, same. I feel like every time that I dream, it's always because I'm either under stress, mm-hmm. or like something emotional has happened recently. And I feel like that kind of portrays my dreams. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get you. Because I feel like that's what happens to me too. Like sometimes if I'm really stressed out, I start dreaming about that issue, you know? Especially if it's school or whatever.
Yeah, dude. And usually when I do dream, it's not usual. Like, it's just periods of times. You know, sometimes I can go like 2 to 3 months without dreaming. And then I start dreaming for the next 3 months after that. Like, it's crazy. I feel like it's an on and off thing for me.
Wow, that's crazy. I feel like I dream every day. Every day I remember at least one of my dreams. And I always tell my boyfriend, like, hey, I had this crazy ass dream. Or honestly, sometimes I get mad at him because he tends to dream cheat on me. And that shit pisses me off.
You know what, Remy, if you're listening to this bitch... You got some explaining to do.
I know. I always like wake up my boyfriend and I'm like, hey, what the fuck? What is wrong with you? That's so fucked up of you to dream cheat on me. Like, I can't believe you did that shit to me. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, that was your own mind making that scenario up. And I'm like, bitch, why'd you dream cheat on me though?
Okay. Oh, well, since we're talking about dreams, duh. The meaning of dreams is even crazier to me because... I was recently talking to a friend and I was telling him about a dream that I recently had. And basically, I just dreamt a really short dream about my teeth falling off. And I woke up and my heart was pounding and I was sweating, you know, so I consider that as a nightmare. Felt them like legit coming out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like touching my teeth, you know, like, oh my God, it felt so freaking real, dude. So real that I couldn't tell the difference between if I was dreaming or not.
Dude, I've had that. I've only had that once, and legit, I could feel the teeth in my mouth. I could feel them moving around, and it was so scary to me. I cannot. That was definitely a nightmare.
Yeah, dude. And exactly, like, my friend, I was telling my friend that, and he was like, dude, you know, that's, like, you should probably look that up, because usually people that dream of their teeth falling off, it means that, you know, they're emotionally going through something difficult, or, you know, they're struggling with their emotions. You know, maybe it's your body trying to tell you something that's going to happen or is happening that you're unaware of. And I'm like, oh my God, dude, you're freaking me out even more.
Yeah, no, dude, I feel that. I don't know if everyone else has experienced this, but being Mexican, we have all these theories, you know, and one of them is if you dream a certain thing, it means something. So, for example, I think if you dream of, I think it was like a fish or some random shit like that, like someone's gonna get pregnant. I don't know what it was. It was something random, and like I told my mom about it, and she's like, are you pregnant? Is someone pregant? And I'm like, Mom, no, I just had a dream of a freaking fish.
Dude, I was heard. Okay, I also heard in the past that if you dream of a baby crying, it means that someone's going to pass. And if dream of someone dying, means that someone's going to be born, like a baby or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I've heard that too. Some of those dreams are very fucked up. When you lose a loved one in your dream, it feels so real and you feel that raw emotion. I've dreamed of my dad passing and I literally wake up in tears because I feel like it's true, and I obviously want to call him, but it's freaking like 3 a.m. and I'm not gonna call my father at 3 a.m.
Do you think it's because they know our biggest fears and we're constantly thinking about that, so it portrays it in our dreams?
I think so. I think it's just our brain trying to pair us or something, you know, like trying to get us through that emotion or like understand that emotion, you know.
But I don't know, dude, it sucks sometimes when you have dreams like that, you know.
It really does. But anyway, so back to like nightmares, there really isn't like an exact reason. No one can really explain why we get nightmares. I think it's just like a way of our brains really processing trauma, fears, and emotions that we're feeling, so like anxiety and all of that. And the most common causes for nightmares can be associated with sleep deprivation, anxiety, PTSD, depression, other mental health conditions, drugs, medication. Make sure to get your 8 hours of sleep, lots of water, and wear your mask. That has nothing to do with dreams, but wear your mask. COVID is real.
Always wear your mask.
But go ahead and follow us on Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast,
on Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast,
and send us a Gmail at
aspookypodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, bitch, this is, I know we're like already a couple minutes into the episode, but I don't think we ever said what fucking the name of our podcast is. And I realized that we didn't say it in the last episode either.
We're
fucking a professional podcast.
Dude, here. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, you're fucking right. I don't even think we mentioned our names either.
Okay, so welcome to another episode of Another Spooky Podcast with your co-host
Karina Reyes
and Irma Cornejo. Sorry, we're such a shit show,
bro. What the fuck?
Damn, dude, we still don't have it together. How do we forget to mention our name?
What, ninth episode?
Our eighth.
Oh, bitch, I don't even know what episode we're on.
Fuck. It's been a long week, guys.
Hey guys, this is the third episode. We're in our ninth. No, eighth. See, eight. I don't even know.
It's a long month for us, okay? Bear with us.
Hey guys, please just bear with us, like everyone said, and we'll get it together eventually.
Eventually. But anyways, back to sleep paralysis. Hopefully no one gets sleep paralysis after talking about fucking sleep paralysis. Sleep paralysis is when you go between two stages of sleep. So it's usually between NREM, which is non-rapid eye movement, and REM sleep, which is REM. During REM sleep, typically your muscles relax And if you wake up during this cycle, then you're going to feel like you're paralyzed, because when you're asleep, your muscles basically turn off because you don't need them while you're sleeping, in the sense that you don't need to be moving or running around. Sleep paralysis is usually associated with a lack of sleep, schedule changes, like your sleep schedule changes, mental conditions such as stress or bipolar disorder. Sleeping on your back is a very common way to get sleep paralysis, but I always sleep on my back, mm-hmm. so.
That's what I've heard. Usually it happens when you do sleep on your back. Yeah. And it's true because, well, I don't know if that's true, but it's true to me, because every time that I get sleep paralysis, it's always because I'm sleeping on my back.
Damn, I always sleep on my back, so it doesn't really.
Oh, bitch, no wonder that shit happens to you.
I'm fucking possessed, as you're gonna see in my sleep paralysis story. Anyways, mental conditions such as stress, bipolar disorder, sleeping on your back, other sleep problems cause sleep paralysis or associated with causing sleep paralysis. Also using different medications and everything that pretty much causes a nightmare can cause sleep paralysis. Karina, do you want to say your sleep paralysis story or should I? No, go first actually.
Okay, so whenever I get sleep paralysis, I haven't had it in a while, and thank God for that, because it's pretty scary. And if you guys have had it before, you guys know what I'm talking about. But this happened when I was maybe like around 16, 17, around that time. There's a lot going on in my life, you know what I mean? So little Karina was out here dreaming constantly. And it was this one night or whatever that I remember that I was already kind of experiencing a lot of nightmares prior to all this. So I asked my mom very kindly, even though, you know, I was a little more older and whatever, but I was like, oh, can I sleep with you? Because I'm kind of scared to sleep on myself. And all of a sudden, I remember just like waking up. But you know how you slowly wake up?
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, but when this happened, it was right away like an automatic waking up. Like my eyes just like popped open and I was like, holy shit. And again, I wear glasses, so I'm freaking blind. Like I'm blind, guys, like no bullshit. So I couldn't see anything. It was pitch black, and because of my eyesight, it's even darker, you know, than I guess people with 20/20 vision, which low key I'm kind of hitting on you guys, but whatever.
Look at me. Just kidding. I'm very sarcastic. Hopefully I don't come off as like a fucking just kidding, hate because I can see.
Irma, this story is about me, so shut your ass up.
All right. I'll give you the time.
All right. So like I was saying, and I looked to my side, like right, because my mom is right next to me. And dude, tell me why I felt someone was by my door. And dude, like
I
kid you not, I felt like someone was right there, because my bed was facing the door. So where I slept, where my mom slept, the door was right, you know, across from it. So I feel like someone was there, dude. And I'm telling you, I'm fucking blind. So I was like, if I can see something, then that, you know, that says a lot. But I was like freaking out because I felt it, dude. And I already had nightmares. That's, if you guys tuned in for the last episode, you guys know that whenever I dream, usually I dream of the presence of someone being in the room. And that's like my biggest fear, guys, of someone being in my room when I'm sleeping. So I turned around and I was going to tell my mom, like, mom, you know, like someone's by the door. And I couldn't fucking move. Dude, like I couldn't fucking move. I couldn't move anything. And the only thing that I could move were my eyeballs.
That's scary.
Dude, so I was like freaking out, right? Because I was like, fuck, I'm awake, dude. Like, I'm awake. And so I tried talking. I couldn't move. I couldn't do anything. Just my eyeballs were open, right? So I remember I was like, okay, I'm freaking out, but I couldn't do anything, right? And I was like, fuck, like, this is it. Like, someone's gonna grab me right now. Like, I'm gonna get possessed, you know, this ghost or whatever. Like, this is it. I can't do anything. And my mom is right next to me and her back was turned to me.
Oh my God. You gotta save your mom.
Dude, and my mom was like, her back was to me, dude. So she couldn't see me either way, because she was like, dude, she was like snoring, passed out.
She's like, you're on your own, bitch. I'm trying to get my sleep.
Yeah, but you know what? I had talked to my friends about this prior to, like, I don't know, in a conversation, and they told me once that if you pray when it happens, I guess you know, you stop having that sleep paralysis episode or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I just started praying. And I was doing like the Ave Maria and everything, right? Dude, so I was saying that and nothing was happening, dude. Like I was still awake and I was getting even, like, I was terrified, dude, terrified. So I was like, fuck, like, what do I do? So I started cursing, dude. I was like, you know, I was dropping the F-bomb. I was saying so much shit. Like, I was like, you're not going to grab me right now. Like, this is not fucking happening. Like, fucking thing.
You ain't know about it. You ain't fucking about it. Uh-huh.
And yeah, dude, I like knocked out. I woke up and I just started screaming. And I was like, mom, you know, like, come to the room. And that's when I told her, like, oh, I had, you know, I felt like someone was in my room. I had like a nightmare. I couldn't move. And my mom was like, oh yeah, like you have sleep paralysis or, you know, and then she was like, oh, si no fue la bruja, like te vino a chupar en la noche. So she started checking me for bruises or whatnot. And yeah, dude, after that, I was scared as fuck. It happened to me another time, but then that's when I already knew what it was. It was sleep paralysis. So I just kind of chilled out.
Damn, bitch. That's scary. And I love how your mom automatically was like, era las brujas.
Yeah. I talked to my mom about that. No, know where yeah. she got that from. But she always told me that. Si la bruja te viene, te siente encima de ti, te hace algo en la noche.
Oh my god. No, I think a lot of people who experience sleep paralysis, they say that they feel someone like sitting on their chest, or they see like an old lady at the corner, or like a man or something.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. Like I felt like someone was there, and like I said, I'm blind, dude. And I felt like someone was there. Like I saw the outline of someone on the like in the door. My friends usually tell me that I'm kind of crazy for sleeping with the door open.
Yeah, and that's crazy.
Do a, like a poll on the Instagram page, because I sleep with the door open. A lot of people sleep with the door closed, and I can never sleep with the door closed because I feel like someone's going to grab me from inside my room.
Oh my God. I always sleep with my door closed and locked. Like I can, if my door is not locked, I will know and I will get up. My paranoid ass make sure that that shit's locked because I'm so scared.
Really, dude, I cannot sleep with the door closed. It has to be open.
Mm-mm. You're crazy,
dude. That's what people tell me. But dude, I feel like people who sleep with the door closed are fucking crazy, because I'm like, dude, what are you gonna do if someone pops out from like underneath your bed, you know?
Bitch, I'm more scared of like people coming in, and I'm gonna be able to hear them come in because they're gonna struggle opening my door, and that's when I'm gonna grab a weapon or lock barricade my door before they could come in.
Dude, I'm scared. You know what? I'm not even embarrassed to say this, but I didn't start closing the door when I was shower until I was older, like I don't know, like 17.
Honestly, showering is scary too. I feel like I'm so vulnerable when you're showering.
My story.
That's scary. Do you want to hear mine? Super short. I have two.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to share both. Okay, so my sleep paralysis, I feel like they're not very typical sleep paralysis. Like mine are kind of weird because, you know, my Leo self has to be original. It can't be like everyone else's.
Shut up. Such a fucking Leo, dude. I'm done with you. I'm logging off.
No, I napped today and all of a sudden me creo muy muy, you know? Anyways, I've only had sleep paralysis 2 times. Luckily, never again. Hopefully, knock on wood. I hope I never have that shit again. But it was like super fucking scary. So the first time I had it, it was really scary because it was a mixture of sleep paralysis and like an out of body experience. Like I said, I feel like mine is very different. And maybe it was like also a mixture of lucid dreaming, which if you guys don't know, lucid dreaming is like when you realize that you're in a dream, and you can control it if you figure out how to control it. Maybe it was also astral projecting, like where I leave my body and like go somewhere else into a different dimension or whatever. So my first experience.
So you tell me you were alien?
Dude, bitch, I was fucking teleporting through the dimensions.
I'm dead, but go on, bitch.
Anyways, before I was rudely interrupted.
With your jokes.
So I was asleep and like kind of like you, I woke up out of nowhere. I just woke up. It wasn't like a slow wake up. It was just like automatically I was awake. My eyes were open and I couldn't move. So I was struggling to move and I was freaking out because this was the first time that I ever experienced sleep paralysis. So I was panicking and I was trying to, this was at my old apartment. I don't know if you remember it, Karina, when like in Chico.
I remember.
Yeah, mm-hmm. my old apartment, and I had my roommate, and I was trying to call out to her because I was like in this paralyzed state. And the scariest thing about being in this state was I was not in my body. Like my spirit was out of my body, and I was watching myself above me. Like I was looking at myself from above, struggling to get out of the sleep paralysis. So I was watching my body like freaking out and like trying to get out of it, but it felt like I wasn't even in my body. Like I was just watching myself. So the point of view was like me watching myself freaking out. And I kept trying to call my roommate and I couldn't. And I was gonna do like a prayer, kind of, because like you, I'm not very religious, but mm-hmm. I was like, that's the only thing that came to mind, you know? So I started like the prayer, but honestly, I don't really know it anymore.
No wonder.
So I was like, Padre Nuestro, and then I was like, oh shit.
No wonder they're like, let's get this weak ass bitch who doesn't believe in God.
She ain't even ready. But anyway, so I was like freaking out, and like I could watch myself. If you imagine like in The Exorcist, you know where the body is like hovering over the other mm-hmm. body? Literally me hovering over my own body. And as soon as I was able to say my roommate's name, because I kept trying to say her name, but I could only say the first syllable. I don't want to say her name, but I could only say the first syllable of her name. Mm-hmm. And when it finally came out, it was literally just a whisper. Let's say her name is Annabelle. It was Annabelle. It was just the slightest whisper, but I was trying so hard. In my head, it was going to be a scream, but it came out as Annabelle. And as soon as I said her name, I snapped out of it and I was back in my body. So I don't know if I low-key almost died. I was fucking astral projecting, being the brujita that I am, you know?
Yeah, that's crazy. That did not happen to me.
But yeah, okay, I've never had that, but I really like I told my dad about it. And he was like, Mija, that only happens when you're dying, like when you have an out-of-body experience. And I'm like, Dad, don't fucking tell me that. I'm not trying to die.
Dad, instead of like comforting you, he was like, yeah, you're about to die.
Yeah, I told him the next day because I couldn't go back to sleep. It was really scary because I was like, shit. I associate out-of-body experiences with near-death experiences. So I really thought that the same thing as my dad, you know?
You know what? I never heard anyone say that before. And kind of connect that with near-death experiences.
Oh, okay. So I'm not crazy.
That sounds pretty fucking creepy, dude.
Yeah, it's very scary. I think it was just, like, my mind making the scariest shit up, you know? Trying to freak myself out over here.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I don't know. I have no explanation to that, but that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, maybe I was astral projecting. I was ready to fly my ass to another dimension.
Dude, look, it like the screen is getting staticky again.
No, stop that. Mine?
Bro, I'm serious. You see it?
Wait, mine?
Yeah, yours, not mine.
Oh, shit. What the fuck? Okay, good thing we have a special guest and she's going to be with me, so.
Crazy. It's your energy, girl.
It's me traveling to another dimension. Like,
it's your energy, her alien energy, her bruja energy.
Soy brujita número dos. Maybe I should be brujita número uno. I'm kicking you out. You're getting number two.
I think I'm good. Tengo mi, what is it? My little cadenita. I am religious, but not the most religious person either. But
yeah, maybe I should start practicing those prayers though.
Dude, I always tell my mom, I was like, dude, like, if I ever get haunted or I'm getting chased by someone, I'm the first one to go. One, soy un poquito gordita, so no puedo correr muy rápido.
Shut the fuck up.
And second, I'm, like, one of the weakest persons ever because I am really terrified of anything spooky, so.
This second story, my second sleep paralysis story, you're going to be like, this bitch is possessed, like, el demonio la tiene, you know? Anyway, so my second story, that's really quick, so we have our special guest. So my second story was also in that same room in college, like in Chico, and it was very fucking scary, but it happened when I was so exhausted, like it must have been finals or something, because I wasn't sleeping good. So it happened when and my boyfriend and my roommate were there. They were talking in the living room and I was like, hey guys, I'm gonna go take a nap. And my boyfriend was really good friends with my roommate too. So they were hanging out in the living room. He's like, okay, I'll go with you in a little bit. So I feel like I fell asleep really fast because I was so tired. Automatically, as soon as I fell asleep, I felt like I was dreaming already. And I was dreaming very vividly. So it started with me being unable to move, like that sleep paralysis feeling. I could feel all the pressure, like on my chest, like someone was sitting on my chest or something. And all I was thinking about was, I need to find my boyfriend to help me. So I could hear his voice, like, very quietly in the background, because I don't know if you remember my apartment, my room shared a wall with the living room, and they were hanging out in the living room, so I could hear them in the background in my dream. And I was like, I need to find him so he can help me. I need to find him. And I could hear his voice, like, I could hear him talking, but I couldn't really hear what he was saying, like, if it was very muffled. But I don't know why, in my dream, even though I was in this sleep paralysis feeling, all of a sudden, it switched to a lucid dream, where I was crawling on the floor. I don't know why I was crawling, but I was crawling on the floor all through the hallway. And I don't know if you remember, but, like, my hallway was very short. It's not very long. It's a couple steps to the living room. In my dream, I was crawling, and it kept going in a circle and circle and circle, and I was trying to find him. So in my head, I was thinking about him. I was, where is Agustin? Where is Agustin? I can't find him. I need to find him. He needs to help me get out of this. I was looking for him, right? I was just crawling like a fucking crazy ass possessed bitch that I am, you know? And straight up, the exorcist, just crawling, panicking. And then all of a sudden in my dream, I hear footsteps in the distance coming towards me. And when I realized that there was footsteps coming towards me, I was instantly back in my body. I was no longer crawling. I was back in my body, and I was facing the door, my closet. In my dream, I heard footsteps coming towards my room, and then they opened the door. And in my dream, I saw my boyfriend walk in. And when I saw him, I instantly woke up, and that at that same instant that I woke up, he was barely walking in. So I guess my mind had seen him walking in before he actually walked in, because I heard him walking towards the room. But I automatically got out of the sleep paralysis, and I was like, bitch, I'm fucking possessed, and pinche demonio has me, Loki.
Bitch, what the fuck? What did she say?
Bitch, I'm possessed.
Bitch, what? All right, Irma, you know what? I think it's time for me to peace out. And it was great being your best friend for this amount of time, but I think I'll be peacing out, and I hope you have a good life.
Don't leave me, Karina. And then I wonder why my shit is static.
Dream about this shit too. Dude, this energy, bro, I'm scared.
And then I wonder why my shit is mad staticky, huh?
Like, for real, I was like, what was that noise? And that was my chair creaking, bro, because I'm moving so much because I'm scared.
So I am gonna propose a question for you, Karina. Do you think that dreams allow you to be in closer contact with the other side, with the paranormal, like ghosts and stuff?
Hell yeah, dude. I don't know if you heard of, like, people say, like, family members, or I don't know, but for example, like me, I don't really have a lot of dreams, like, with my family. It does happen, but not often. But I usually dream of people that I've never seen in my life, dude.
Yeah, same.
And I don't know where I heard this from, but I might be wrong, but I heard this from somewhere that, you know, in your dreams, you're like, who the fuck are these people? Some way or somehow you've seen these people for a second, maybe, in your actual life, your living life. And I guess, like, they get stuck in your memory, or your memory kind of captures everyone, you know? But you have actually ran into them before in the past. But for example, me, when I'm dreaming, I dream about people that I feel like I've never seen before.
Yeah, dude, I heard that too, and I feel the same. But I personally feel people who have passed, because you're in a vulnerable state, I feel that allows them to come visit you, and that allows them to make their presence known, and it's easier for them to really visit you because you are vulnerable, you know, and it's a lot harder to visit you, like, in the real world or whatever. I actually do have a dream experience where I personally feel like it was a ghost encounter or someone visiting me from the other side. I know a lot of people who don't believe in the paranormal wouldn't associate it with that, but for me, it's very special because it was that person that I care about and that I love came to visit me. I'm gonna tell you the story because it means a lot to me.
Oh, let's hear it, girl.
Okay, so when one of my friends from high school, she passed, I was very shocked. And honestly, I felt very guilty for a while. Excuse me. So when one of my friends from high school passed, I was super shocked. And I felt honestly super fucking guilty. Like, and the reason why I felt so guilty was because when we graduated from high school, we kind of drifted apart. it wasn't anything like bad, or like we didn't have a fight or anything. Like I still cared about her, I still loved her, and I associate like my high school experience with being friends with her and her being in our group. But it's just like I went off to college and she started doing her own thing. Like we kind of drifted, you know, it happens. But for me, right, when she passed, I just felt so guilty that I was never there for her while she's going through like a difficult time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out she passed, it was very hard for me. I was still in school, so I was away from my family. And I had a dream. I had a dream that she came to visit me. And my dream, all I remember was that we were sitting on my couch. It was in the same apartment where I had my sleep paralysis, but we were sitting in the living room on the couch. And she was sitting right next to me, and I was just crying to her. And, like, I was crying my eyes out, and I was telling her, like, why did this happen to you? Like, I just don't understand. It's not fair. You're so young. You don't deserve this, you know? And I was just telling her, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I should have been there for you. I'm so sorry. And Karina, when I say that I felt her hug me, like, I still get chills. Because I felt her, like, embrace me. Like, I felt the hug. I felt her hug me. And I was just crying, and she was hugging me, and she was just like, it's okay. Like, I forgive you. Like, you know, sometimes stuff happens. Like, we're okay. She was basically telling me that she was okay and that she was fine, that she's not suffering. But,
bro,
dude, I felt her hug me, Karina. And that's when she said goodbye to me. And I said mm-hmm. goodbye to her. Like, we made our peace. And I get chills just thinking about it. But, like,
dude, I get chills. I'm just looking at you like, what?
Yeah, it was like a very powerful and very beautiful experience that I had. And I feel like I'm so happy that I had that experience. And I truly feel like she came to visit me. And honestly, I felt so much better when I had that dream. It helped me cope. You know,
did you actually ask for that encounter in your dreams? Like, I know that a lot of people, when like a family member passed, they ask kind of like a manifesting type of thing. They ask the universe for like a sign or a meaning that their loved ones are okay, and usually they dream right after about that.
I don't know if I necessarily like straight up was like, come visit me, you know, but I think that because I was putting out this energy, like, oh, why did this happen? Like, I just want to know why. Like, I'm so sorry that this happened to you, you know, like, it's not fair. Like, you know, I was just putting out these questions in the universe. I feel like she felt that, you know, she heard that. And that I feel like that's when she decided to come visit me in my dreams. And I am so grateful that she did, because, you know, I missed her and I was very sad. And I feel like that really helped me heal personally. So I think I did put out that, like, those questions in the universe, you know, and it somehow got to her. So grateful for that experience. Like, I wasn't scared. I understood that she was gone in my dream, but it didn't feel like a dream. It felt so fucking real, Karina. Like, I felt her hug me. Like, you know when someone hugs you and you feel like them tighten? Mm-hmm. Like, I felt that.
It was like that warmth, right?
Yeah, like that warmth. And like you feel that feeling of like someone holding you. Like, I felt that. But it's so crazy. But Karina, I think it's time for us to bring on our special guest.
Yes. So guys, we do have an actual real guest with us this time. It's not like Corona or any other spooky person. This is actually a guest, and we're super happy and excited to have her here with us. And this is Irma's friend. So yes. Irma, do you want to introduce her?
Yes. So this is my roommate. Her name is Marlene, and she's going to tell us her story of her grandpa coming to visit her. Like I had introduced my friend, our special guest. Welcome to another spooky podcast.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, she's my roommate. This is her first time podcasting. She's new to the podcast world.
Yes, first time. Hopefully first of many. We'll see.
I know. We're so excited to have you.
I love witchy stuff. So whenever y'all want me back.
And actually, for this episode, it's not La Llorona. We actually have a real guest. So we're even more excited.
For real. For once, we have a real guest. Someone actually wanted to come on. Wow.
I know. I'm excited.
But so Marlene had an experience, or what we consider to be an experience, of someone from the other side visiting her, and she was kind enough to allow us to hear it. So whenever you're ready, Marlene, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was actually very surprised when I had this dream. I was really close with my grandpa, and he actually passed away from stomach cancer last summer. And I was really, really affected by that because we were super close. And it was only like a 6 month period from when he got his diagnosis to when he passed. So we were all very, very surprised when that happened. And so after that happened, I think that like with grieving, it took me a lot. And finally, like after months, I hadn't seen him in any dreams, partly because I think that I was smoking a lot of weed. Can I say that on here? Okay.
Yes, girl. It's uncensored. I love it.
Support.
We do support.
But yeah, so I had been smoking a lot of weed before, like going to sleep. And I've heard that that kind of messes with like how your dreams are, or if you even dream, because I hadn't been dreaming for months. Anyways, I started noticing that when I stopped working, like at the end of March, I mean, I wasn't really going to work. So in the morning, I would fall back to sleep. And that's when I was actually able to dream. One of those times, my grandpa actually visited me. The only time that he actually visited me was that time. And it was super cool. I was sitting at a table, like rodeada de mucha gente, like so many people. Well, not so many people, maybe like seven people like around the table. And we're all just chatting. I couldn't tell you who it is. We're eating. And we see some people come in through the dorm. And it's actually my grandma and my grandpa. And they come in, and she's walking behind him. He's kind of like walking in front of her, and looks like they're going to sit down on the table with us. Literally, I was like so shook because I hadn't seen him even like in this way for maybe over a year. Since he had stomach cancer, he was really skinny. And like before, when he was super like healthy and like chubby, that's how I pictured him. And that's how I saw him in the dream. And it was crazy because it was like just like how I'd remember him. Anyways, so excuse me. So he walks in and my grandma's there. And apparently they had been at a wedding in this dream. And people were asking them, like, or asking her. They could only see her. They asked her how the wedding was, and she points forward to him and says, oh, that they had fun, but that he didn't want to stay because the music was too loud. And that was often like his complaint when it came to family parties or like big parties like that. The music was always way too loud. And so, yeah, and no one else could see him, but I could. And I was like looking around like, what the heck? Like, are y'all seeing this? But no, it was just me. She points forward, right? When she says like, oh, that he didn't like it because the music was too loud. And no one knew who she was referring to except for me. And he walks over to like the living room area. And I walk over to him too. And I hug him. And I just woke up. And yeah, I haven't seen him or dreamt about him since. But it was really, really comforting. I really do truly believe that he was able to come in and say bye like one last time, the way that I wanted to see him. Yeah.
And we appreciate you coming on and like telling us your story, because it's a beautiful story. And like how I had heard it before, it really gave me chills, because I was like, wow, he actually like he came and he saw you, and he wanted to give you that comfort that you maybe he felt like you needed.
Right, yeah. Like a healing process.
Mm-hmm. Maybe like he hadn't come before because maybe he didn't think you were ready, but at that moment it was needed and he thought you were ready.
Yeah, I really think that that's what it was. Like for months after he died, it was, no, I was not ready to see him again. But I think that's when he knew I could actually let him go and not need to see him again, because I mean, I haven't seen him in a dream since, but I don't really feel sad about it. And yeah, I feel like content with how I last saw him.
Mm-hmm. That's how I felt with my dream too. Like I felt like she needed, like she gave me that opportunity to really move on with that. And ever since then, I felt like I could move on.
Yeah, dreams are cool, right?
Right. They're just so powerful. And they're, you know, something that you can actually treasure and remember. And like I told Irma, I've never really experienced anything like that. Usually when I dream, it's just nightmares. I wish I had a great experience, you know, kind of dreaming of one of my family members or anything like that. But it's really incredible to hear experiences like that, because it's so meaningful and it's something that brings, you know, joy and peace and healing. So yeah, and a bright side that's very beautiful for you to have and experience.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for allowing me to share my story.
Yes, you're thank officially you. Part of awesome. El Club de las Brujitas.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, Marlene actually has another story. I don't know if she wants to share it. It's not really like an experience, like a ghost coming to see her, but it was like a meaningful, emotional dream. So I'm going to let her tell you, because that shit's wild.
So yeah, so this is actually really, really personal. I think of dreams, and I'm really into astrology, and dreams really fall into like the house of astrology of like hidden things and like tapping into unconscious parts of yourself and maybe parts of others. Definitely that's the house of like portals, or like trying to like reach like the other side, you know. So I do think of it as like that. Anyways, I had been really just been super into trying to find some more guidance with like spirits, or like like spirit guides. I recently just ended a relationship that had been really, really important to me and to who I thought I was. And in doing that, I mean, we lived together, and one of the nights that we were like pretty much like that, it was like one of our last nights, I felt like I couldn't sleep laying in my bed, like the normal way, like with my head with the headboard. Right. So I've been doing this since I was little, and maybe this is another thing for another episode, but like I flip my body to like have my head on like the foot of my bed, and then I fall asleep super fine. And so I did that, and it was interesting because I could swear that I fell asleep like that, and that I felt when I did that that my ex-partner at the time, that he did that too. And I don't know why I felt like this, but like I felt like the whole time that I was asleep, I was dreaming, like, and I could feel him like holding me, and it felt like he had like turned his body around too in order to do that. And he told me in the morning that he had felt the same way. And it turns out that neither one of us, like, I mean, I flipped, but he actually hadn't. And so I don't know. I don't know who it was that like was hugging both of us like in our sleep.
That's crazy.
Comforting goodbye, kind of, almost. Like, everything's going to be okay. And okay. I feel like the only way that I was able to receive that message was through some weird ass shit like that happening, you know? Because it was a lot.
Yeah, that sounds like something very comforting.
Yeah, no, that's what I told her too. I was like, I think it's just like your spirit, or like your guardian angel telling you, like, you know, you're going to be okay. Like, right now you're struggling, but you're going to be okay.
Yeah, so definitely like the unconscious coming to light is like what I love about dreams and like sleep the most.
Dude, you guys have like really great dreams. I always dream just very dark things, and I dream a lot about like the ocean, and like I was telling Irma earlier about my teeth falling off, you know, and just like crazy weird creepy stuff.
Bitch, you're fucking possessed, let's be honest.
Dude, like, okay, I recently had a dream,
right?
That full-on nightmare, like scary movie type of shit. And basically I was walking down like a hotel in the hallway, and someone dressed in all black, grudge type of person, slender man type of thing, was walking up to me, and that shit pushed me off the balcony. I fell down. I was still alive, and I was,
what the fuck,
dude, like,
right?
It felt like pain. Like, I felt like I was hurt. And then I got up and I started walking, you know, running away or whatever from whatever was coming after me. I ended up at the beach and I was hiding beneath the rocks. But I didn't even wake up like, you know, sweating or anything. I just woke up like normal. I wasn't even scared when I woke up.
Damn, all of a sudden you're a bad bitch, not even scared.
Dude, I feel like because I got used to dreaming some nightmares and dark stuff that at this point I feel like I'm not really that scared when I wake up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, makes sense. But maybe like the ocean is like a clarity, like a cleansing kind of thing. You know? Like,
I
you
hope
know
how they say water so because is? That water looked really dark.
Oh my gosh. No, I was going to say maybe like if you have a lot of, I don't know, scary dreams. Perhaps maybe, I don't know, I would say like hidden fears or like certain anxieties about like unknowns, like trying to get you or like chasing after you. And I mean, if you are hide or like you said that you're like hiding away in like a nice place, maybe you're like hiding away, maybe feeling like you can mask feeling okay to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, like yeah, I don't know. At the time I was having sex with someone and that person was like super toxic, you know, like someone that in my waking life I wouldn't really talk about it, but when I would dream I would literally dream of running away, like always running away, always hiding. And you know, when I would wake up I was like, okay, this has to be a sign. Like I didn't really take it as a nightmare, obviously it was super fucking scary. Mm-hmm. But I took it more like a sign, like okay, what does this mean? I literally looked up everything, like the ocean, the rocks, you know, the balcony, like okay, what does this mean? And what, you know, trying to just to find answers because I felt like it was maybe like a message from the universe kind of trying to tell me something, or you know.
Yeah
I agree, maybe it's just like your fears being portrayed, like you're scared of this person hurting you and that's why like they pushed you off the balcony and you were able to get away.
She made an escape.
I feel like it was that person, you know, that I was running away from or trying to push me out of the balcony pretty much, because the same feeling that I felt in that dream, I felt it, I would feel it in my waking life, you know what I mean? It was that feeling. It's the same feeling. So.
Yeah, it makes sense, honestly.
It's just what's familiar in the waking that's like going to come back when you're asleep.
Yeah, and I woke up and I was like, damn, you know, like I want to dream and I want to dream in peace.
Let me let me rest. I'm in paz.
I know.
Yeah, wait, like, por favor.
Dude, for real. But I mean, I haven't dreamt since then, so I'm pretty glad. The last time that I dreamt about something creepy was like my teeth falling off, and I think I texted you, Irma, right when it happened, maybe.
Yeah, you told me about it and I was like, oh shit. Yeah. Bitch, same.
Yeah, because we're already planning this episode, so I was like, bro, I literally had a dream of my teeth falling off. And then I told my friend about it and he was like, dude, something's bothering you, you know, like your emotions, you can't really explain it well, which I have a lot of trouble explaining my emotions, by the way.
I really want to look at your guys' like birth charts now.
Okay, well, what do you think I am?
Oh yeah, what do you think Karina is?
She's giving me Earth in some way. I wonder if you have Virgo in you.
Virgo rising.
Yeah, I wonder if that's what it is.
I think I do.
No? What's your moon sign? What's your moon sign?
My moon sign? I don't know. I forgot. But I just know my friend mentioned that I, like, when people meet me or whatever, they see Leo.
Okay, then that's probably your rising sign.
Yeah. I don't know about my moon. Is the one, the moon, like the emotions?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pisces. The emotional thing. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It just means that you're going to take on the emotions of a lot of people. Like, or like you're going to kind of be like an emotional sponge, low-key. Depending on like how your entire chart is. But yeah, Pisces, is it being the last sign of all of the zodiac, they kind of like tend to be like the ones that like wrap them all into each other, into themselves, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely like that. But I remember my friend explaining Karina. That shit
that like describes you completely.
I hate that shit.
You just gotta learn to work with it.
Yeah, I just want to be an Aries, bro, just strong and, you know, in your face. But nah, bro, Pisces and that shit.
Just have to feel everything.
Ugh. Yeah, that shit ugly. I'm don't like it. So that's why I really don't talk about that. You know what I mean?
You just won't mention her.
I know. That's when my Aries comes out like, Nana. We don't expose that side of me.
No one can know that I'm secretly a simp.
Yeah, no one. Only at night when I'm by myself. And then Marvin's Room by Drake comes on.
That's when you know you're going through it, when you listen to Drake.
You know, when people are like, are you okay? I am perfectly fine, bro. Come on now. And like inside, I'm like crying.
Well, also, Aries are like, everyone always says that they're like, you know, like the leaders and stuff. But y'all are also the babies. Like, you're the number one, like the first sign. So Aries be babies, you know?
Excuse you a child, me, bro. That grow is up. Not true.
I am forever a leader. Dude, you know what? Like, I don't necessarily take like the leadership position, but I always end up being the leader in the end. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's because like other people see you as that. Or even if you don't really see yourself as that, like you're gonna give off that vibe with your son. Yeah.
But I just want to give a shout out to Madeleine because last week when I was fucking scared, she gave me the crystals to hold so I could feel better. Because holy I was so fucking scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a selenite bar and a amethyst like chunk.
Dude, I love that. I wish I was really into that stuff, but it's a lot of stuff that you have to learn, right? About crystals and stuff.
I mean, yeah, but it's really all like when you think of energy, like you just have to think of like intention. And if you have that intention, like I feel like you can do a lot with like very basic things.
Mm-hmm. Madeleine is a real brujita here. We're the fake ones.
Oh my Karina. God.
It's okay. Wait, dude, we're always fake. What the fuck?
No, dude, everyone's a learning, like is on their learning journey.
I love supportive. That.
Supportive. One day we'll get it together. One day.
Yeah, one day. Well, thank you so much, Madeleine. We had an awesome time speaking with you and hearing your experiences. And it was awesome. And hopefully one day you'll be able to come back and join us again for a future episode.
Yes. Thank you. Have me back whenever y'all want. Okay. I live like very close by.
Literally my housemate. We live in the same house.
No, Irma's Leo ass can just step beside.
Yeah, so that my Leo moon ass can take the spotlight. I'm just gonna let me not.
She's already giving you the side eye, bro. She does not.
We are gonna delete all of that part where Madeleine was in it.
Fuck this bitch.
When she edits that episode, it's always just her.
Just like gaps.
She's like 40 minutes and I have like 5 minutes.
What's the lie though? I don't see it.
Dude, for real. Episode in the future, we can talk about astrology and all that stuff.
Fuck yeah, and then I can drag y'all.
Being Leo.
Yeah, chill.
The Leo trio. Oh, that's cute.
You know, we all three have Leos.
Wait, it hasn't been confirmed for Karina yet. So,
dude, it's confirmed. Chill out.
Sure, we still need to verify via birth certificate.
I know what is facts.
Yeah.
Is everyone and I'm a Leo.
Shut up, Karina.
An Aries son would say that.
Yes, like, and I'm muy, muy según she wants to be part of the Leo trio. I get mad.
Classic Aries.
Oh my god, I'm dead as fuck.
Alrighty, well, this is where we're going to sign off. We're going to keep talking to Madeleine about our astrology chart. So thank you guys for listening. And make sure to follow us on our Instagram at
Another Spooky Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter at
A Spooky Podcast.
And send us a Gmail at
aspookypodcast@gmail.com.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you, Madeleine. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, just keep on listening to this badass podcast. And yeah, let me know whenever y'all want me to talk more because I love talking. Woo!
And then shout out to the haters.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to whoever's listening.
The El Club de las Brujitas are out. Bye.